This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today to spend time with U.S. troops on Thanksgiving. Trump arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time and spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure his safety. The president said he was so busy greeting troops, he didn't get to eat his Thanksgiving turkey.
We had a good time. I then got down. I sat down. I had a gorgeous piece of turkey, and I was all set to go. And I had some of the mashed potatoes, and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir. Let's take some pictures. I never got to my turkey. It's the first time in Thanksgiving that I've never had anything called turkey. But that's okay.
The visit comes more than 2 months after Trump abruptly broke off peace talks with the Taliban after a bombing in Kabul killed 12 people, including an American soldier. The president and first lady made a similar trip last year to Iraq on Christmas night. That was their first visit to an active conflict zone. North Korea is getting a lot of world attention today with reports it fired off 2 projectiles. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo is in Seoul.
Seoul estimates the weapons traveled about 380 kilometers before splashing into the sea. It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul. This is VOA News. Deadly violence.